Evening, America, and welcome to the Male Bonding Game. I'm your host, Bobby Eustank. Hello, everybody, and welcome again. Now, we have selected, as you know, three gentlemen from our studio, and they're up here now. But let's meet the contestant who's going to play. He was an all-state selection in Nevada lacrosse, but he's wasted his life away drinking beer and hazing pledges at the Vice to Game of Eternity. Stan Frogger Jones. Three members of our studio audience, or dudes, and place them on stage. It's up to you to ask the right questions to determine which guy or dude you would most like to hang out with. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, well, let's start with your first question to dude number one.
All right, dude number one, what's your idea of a perfect day?
See, I wake up about noon, go have some lunch with some friends, then go outside, soak up some rays, and drink some brews. When it gets dark, I'll put on some pants. I'll go to a bar, and I'll pick up a cutie and take her back to my place for the night. Oh, wait, she wakes up at about 3 in the morning, makes a potato salad, and leaves.
Hey. Dude number two, same question to you.
I believe the question is to you. Dude number two.
No, man, you got me confused with somebody else. Oh, Ned.
Look, Ned, for the duration of the program, we will be referring to you as dude number two, so no one will know your real name. Okay, are you ready to play?
That's cool. What was the question?
Oh, God.
okay, Ned, what's your idea of a perfect day?
You got beer?
Yeah, I got beer.
You got some chips?
Yeah, I got chips.
You got some doobie?
Yeah, I got some doobie. Just a little, not too much.
Well, hey, that's cool, that's cool. You got a cable?
Yeah, I got cable.
Dude, you got a perfect day right there. You're only my perfect day.
That's like some crazy Zen philosophy shit.
Yeah, I got a C+ in intro to philosophy.
Dude number three, what's your idea of a perfect day?
A perfect day. You know, if I know me, a perfect day would probably have to include warm New England temperatures, maybe a nice vegetarian or vegan picnic with some close platonic friends, and just knowing how I am would undoubtedly end with a Fellini movie.
Seriously?
Yes, I'm quite serious. Doesn't that sound like a relaxing yet fun-filled time?
Oh, wait, I get it. He's joking. He must be stoned.
I will have you know nothing about life. Nor would I play a role in glorifying them to today's impressionable youths.
Sounds like something could use as relaxing and fun-filled time.
Yeah, what the philosopher said. Silence to its end us!
Okay.
Let's return to the game in progress. Stan, are you ready for the next question?
Yeah, this question's for everybody up there. If you could be an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
I'll feel this one. If I could be any animal, I would probably have to be the American bald eagle, symbol of this great experimental land of ours, and endowed by the Creator with the awesome ability to soar over the land and gaze over the beauty and wonderment that is nature.
I'd be a dog so I could lick my nuts.
I'd probably be one of those endangered tigers, you know.
My friend, that is a most noble choice.
Yeah, it's gonna be my job to impregnate all the females of my species to further my race.
That rules.
Okay, now Stan, it's time for the final round of questions. As you know, in the final round of questions, instead of asking the same question to all three dudes, you ask each dude a specific question tailored to him or her. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Dude number two, there was a fight to break out between the Brady Bunch and the Eight Is Enough clan. Who'd win?
With Oliver or without Oliver?
Without Oliver.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd have to say that the Eight Is Enough family would have to win because that kid had a rich friend to be a bad seed. He'd probably fight dirty and beat the snot out of Bobby Brady. If it's the Eight Is Enough family versus the Partridge family, then Danny Bonaduce, that way Adam Rich and the Partridges would win.
All right, great answer. Dude number one. With the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of the Cold War, nations that once closed itself to outside eyes are now allowing other cultures to observe them and their customs. With this newfound openness, there is a need now more than ever for strong international leadership. There's a need now to find and praise these leaders. Dude number one, in your opinion, who's the hottest international babe?
It's Issa, RuPaul.
That's a guy.
Hey, guy or no, nice rack.
you forgot my question, please?
Oh, yeah. Dude number three.
Yes.
Why don't you go home?
Bravo.
Very funny. Game's not over. Okay. Stan, have you made a decision?
Yeah, I'm going with dude number two.
Okay. Now it is the dude you did not pick. Dude number one, 6-year junior at Florida State. Physics, falafels, and novels by Charles Dickens. Please welcome Mr. Christian Merritt. And now, Medusa, the one you didn't pick. And the one you didn't pick. He's a 20-year-old dropout from the University of Texas. He's described by friends as cool and unmotivated, yet also the slasher messiah. Please welcome Ned Olson.
Friends, actors as well.